Welcome back. Let's begin another class. In this particular class, we'll start lying down. So make yourself at home on your mat, please. Bring yourself to a lying down space and a comfortable space, a space that you know that will work for your body, which may take a little bit of working out on this day. So whether it's Shavasana or your usual position, come into a little bit of stopping time. A space to occupy a bit of stillness. Having the head in the middle, please, so not turning the head left or right. Resting the head on the mat. Arms in a symmetrical balance position. Letting the shoulder blades rest against the mat. And the buttocks and the legs. Adopting a resting space and occupying your body, coming home inside your body. This body, not the body that was around 15 minutes ago or yesterday, or a body that you hope to be in, but if you can, and it can be a challenge sometimes, just being true to the feelings and sensations of your body now, feeling moment to moment, the different sensations inside your body. Eyes soft or closed, so you can actually feel the subtle sensations or not so subtle sensations of your body. And the activities of your mind. Any sounds from outside or inside the room. Knowing that you're carving out a bit of space for yourself to practice yoga. And yoga really means to be conscious of what you're doing, consciously connect. So do that. Be aware that you're paying attention deliberately to the sensations of the mat, of your body, of sounds or thoughts or sensations, moment to moment now. And the thing with the practice is you don't have to like what's happening, but to be aware of what's happening. Obviously, it's nicer if things are working well. Focus on the feeling of breathing in when you do breathe in, and the breath out as it does go out. Feeling the in-breath and the out-breath evenly if you can. Lying here on the mat, feeling your breathing. Not the idea that you're breathing, not the fantasy of breathing, but the reality of breathing. Is the breath shallow? Is the breath stressed? Is the breath relaxed? Finding a way just to feel your breath. And can you rest one hand on the belly? Rest a hand on the belly and one hand on your chest. One hand on belly, one hand on chest. And if you can, relax the elbows, relax the arms, but a hand on the belly and a hand on the chest. And feel your hands and your breathing, please. Feel the physical sensations of breathing and the sensations of your hands. Each moment of breathing in and each moment of breathing out. Each time you find your attention wandering from your hands and breathing, as you know it will wander, your job is just to wander back to your breathing again. Bring your attention to your feet, please, and slide the feet up into semi-supine now. Bend the knees and bring both feet up onto the mat, feet resting on the mat. Now we'll bend that right knee up over the chest, and this time both hands coming onto that right knee, please. Holding the right knee with both of your hands. Again, focusing on your breathing in your body, holding that right knee somewhere that's nice for you. And very easily, comfortably if you can, begin to circle this right knee. Remembering it doesn't have to be a certain size, shape circle, just a circle that feels right. So guiding the knee around, and as you guide the knee around, exploring the sensations of moving in the way that you've decided. Whether it's a small circle or big circle, you determine what your body communicating to you, and if possible, listening to that communication and altering things accordingly to the sensation so it feels good as you practice. Guiding the knee in those different areas of the circle, out to the side, down, more on the inside of the circle, coming around across the belly and across the chest, circling the right knee. Feeling the body, feeling the pelvis, feeling the motion in the arms and wrists, even the movement in the shoulder blades, just moving the knee and the implications throughout different body parts. Change direction with the knee. Go back the other way now. Feeling if it's any different going back the other way or very similar in nature. Winding the knee back. Exploring. Moment to moment, being aware of body and breathing, guiding that right knee. Now, please release the holding action of that right knee and lower the right foot to a comfortable resting space. And we'll swap sides, lifting the left knee now. When it's time to lift that left knee, again, make some contact with the knee with the hands. And when you're ready, inviting your body to move the knee in a circle. You might start with a very cautious movement, so a movement that you can easily navigate little circles and then perhaps exploring larger circles. If and when the conditions provide you that right moment to go a bit bigger, go bigger. Always seek to explore. Explore the range and limitations of your body, but doing it comfortably and sort of cautiously. No rush. No, bring some patience if you can. A little bit of contentment into your practice of accepting things as they are as you circle that left knee, because they are just that way in the moment. Things might change. And going back the other way again. Feeling the pelvis and that left buttock. The elbows, rolling the knee, mindful of the inner thigh and the hip, any clicking sounds or squelching sounds, just listening to the body, whether it's clothing or pressure, or arms or fingers or neck, moving that left knee in a knowing way so you're really in control, you're actually a live participant. Again, when you can, bring the knee more to neutral and then release the knee so that left foot can come back to contact and any letting go sensations when you're not holding that left leg now. And bring the hands up and around and behind your head to cradle your head with the hands. If it's comfortable, bring both hands behind your head. If it's not, maybe just one arm, one hand behind the head, or leaving out this motion. So hands behind the head and pulling the belly in a little way. And as you do that action, using the hands and the body to lift the head up. Lift the head up quite casually. Lift and sort of looking, pointing the face towards the knees if the feet are in semi-supine. And of course, letting your head and elbows back down, resting back down momentarily between each lift, breathing out through the nose, gently pulling the belly in or firmly pulling the belly, just feeling the shakiness of your body as you lift up into, feeling the weight bearing, peeling the neck and shoulders, and maybe a little bit of shoulder blades away, rolling down when you want to. Lifting the upper body, whether it's just a little bit or a long way. Some people like to challenge, make it a bit more of a higher lift if things are working. Maybe that's a good option today, or maybe just lifting the head a smidgen off the mat. What's right for you would be the goal. Moving in a way that promotes these feel-good sensations. You don't have to battle your body. Curling and rolling. And being present to coming down as well. Are you more present? Are you more switched on to lifting and less aware when you come down? Or are you more aware as you come down than going up? Just notice how your awareness comes in and out. Sometimes you're present. Sometimes you're just thinking about other things, even though you're lifting and lowering parts of your body. Body is a really useful thing to come into when you practice yoga. Less mind time and come into body time, which is a lot more relaxing if you choose to feel your body, the clothing and the neck and the shoulders and the arms, moment to moment, moving and stopping. Now, as you lift your head up the next time, would you bend one knee up over the chest as well? Bend the knee up and let that knee and foot come down and let the head down at the same time. So lifting the head and bending one knee up over the belly, chest area, and lowering down when it's time to come down. Alternating the knees. And if you want to make it a bit stronger, you could slide the legs long and do the same action with the legs long. Still bending a knee up, rolling the head up. Feeling the challenges, noticing where you stop. Maybe you can relax any time you like or go faster. You can bicycle the legs, another strong option. Not the right option, just a stronger option. You can bicycle the legs so both legs stay off the ground and keep your head off the ground if you like and just piston the knees and again finding a right movement for you, which only you really know. No one else is here in your body. Be in your body. Whether it's slow or fast, intense or relaxing, what's right for you? Heartbeat lifting, perhaps. Any fatigue, just moving or stopping. And then we'll leave this action and, when you can, take those hands out from behind your head and bend both knees up over the chest now, so both knees up over the body. Rest the hands on the knees, so if you can, rest hands, so emphasis on resting the hands on the knees and trying to have the legs in a restful position, so not particularly forcing the knees in. So I know some of you would be trying to squeeze those knees in now, but I'd like you just to hold the knees in a relaxed way if that's okay. Inviting a little bit of stopping now, knees up over you. Bit of space for the belly to breathe into if you can, so open the knees. A sense of allowing your mind to be in the belly and in the chest and just holding the knees up above you and sort of waiting and opening and listening to your body now. Not particularly trying to force things in or out, but bringing a quality of being just with the knees above you. And touching into your breathing because you're breathing and you're listening. Now, we're going to move a little bit, so holding one knee in each hand and bring both knees a bit closer to the body now. So bring them in a bit, so they come in And then open the knees out to the side. So open the knees away from each other. Make a bit of space between the knees. Still holding those knees. Move the knees out a little bit or away from the chest. So the arms eventually lengthen. And then continue to bring the knees closer towards each other now, towards the midline of the body. Bring the knees back towards the chin or the chest. Midline of the body, bring the knees in. Open the knees, separate the knees out wide, and down again and out again. So both knees doing individual circles. Stretching through the buttocks and hips, thighs, opening through the pelvis and belly. Smooth action, please. As the knees go out, sort of push the knees a little into the hands. Make it a bit harder for those knees to go out. Bring the knees in. Open the knees out wide. Guide the knees out as they go out, pushing the knees a little into the hands. So making it a little harder for the knees to go out. Continuing on, moving and breathing. Awareness on the outside, so still awake to sounds and body, breathing, what comes on your mind and what comes on your chest, heart, opening to life as you move your body. Pause and bring your attention to letting go of those knees now. Both knees come back onto the ground. Both feet onto the ground, I should say. And once you're in that position, slide the soles of the feet to each other. Feet come in. Feet touch. Knees open out wide into the butterfly position. So butterfly space. Feet together and the knees out wide like a book open. And depending on the tightness of the knees and thighs will depend on how wide that book is open, how wide the knees will be. Use semi-supine as a safer option if there's niggles or pain. Arms out wide, out to a cross position, please. Slide the arms out wide. And rest the arms. Take the arms out wide and let the arms soften. Breathe into the belly, floating the belly up, letting the belly soften, feeling the legs or noticing the communication of your body as you deliberately breathe into the belly. Notice if things get intense or relax through the hips and thighs, and we can come out of any position. Please bring some awareness to that left knee and move the left knee up and over towards that right knee. Left knee goes over towards the right knee, or certainly stop that left knee. When it stops moving, can you slide that left knee a bit further around and up a little bit on that side? So slide or scissor that left knee a little bit past the bottom knee. And if you can, use that right hand now to hold on to that left knee. So both knees are over to the right, and the left knee is a little bit further up than the bottom knee. So top knee's gone past. The hand on that side, which happens to be the right hand. If you can, meet that right hand on the left knee. So that left buttock and left waist, just holding the knee for a moment, and then release that left knee. Let it come down, open, bring that left knee back to its own side, and let the right knee flow over towards the left knee. And if you can, take it a bit further, scissor it past the bottom knee, slide that right knee a little bit up on that left, and Bringing the left hand around and onto that right knee at that left side. Just scissoring the top knee around and using the hand that's close to the knee to meet the knee if you're comfortable. If it's uncomfortable to bring the hand to the knee, then just leave the arms out in the cross position. Going from side to side, opening the knees wide through the middle and changing sides. Sliding, so stretching into the lower back, into the waist, into the belly. Not making it too intense, so if the intensity levels are high, you need to not go as far. Change things around. If it's too relaxing, you need to go a little bit further, make it a little bit more challenging. Don't want to be too relaxed. Don't want to be too stressed. You want to find that balance between stimulation and relaxation. Middle ground. Noticing the differences in the waist on each side. Is one side a little bit more stronger signals to feel? Or is the waist quite balanced, the back quite balanced? Keep the shoulders relaxed if you can. Again, take some deliberate moments to flow or tip back into the middle. Bring your body back into the center. And again, bring those knees up over the chest. Both knees up, please. When you're ready, invite the knees to come up over the chest. Rest the arms out in that cross position, arms just on the ground if you can, knees up over the chest, and just gently, and I really do mean gently, stretch the legs up towards the ceiling, stretch both feet up towards the ceiling. I want those knees to be as bent as you want them to be, and I want you to find a place you can stretch the legs up and stay there. So semi-straight, straighten legs, or arms in the cross position if you can manage it, or holding those legs and intuitively determining what is the right action for you. Keep the legs up there if you can. You can always bend the knees, of course. But we're going to just stretch out by staying there if you can. Don't have to do anything with the ankles or feet, just stretching the legs up. Connecting into your back muscles and buttocks and sensations of the legs. And allowing the body to do its own working out, keeping the stretch, keeping the shape if you can. If it's too intense, bend the knees, soften out of it, and then go into the intensity. So feel free to straighten the legs for a couple of moments and then bend the knees, and then straighten again. Otherwise, keeping the legs up there straight-ish. And deepening your breathing. Feeling moment to moment. Keep breathing, keep moving. Or being still, double leg stretch. See if you can soften your jaw. And breathe slower into the belly if you can. Slower, deeper breathing. When you have your fill, when it's time to leave the action, deliberately move yourself back down onto the mat, into Shavasana, or into your own particular semi-supine or position that you can stop into. And offering once more an unfiltered experience of just checking in. Sort of taking your hands away of trying to direct your attention to any particular object. And making a bit of space for you to listen or to feel. Sense life inside and outside organically intensifying in some moments and softening in other moments, making a space of being. Being here on the mat, using your breath as an avenue to return to if you feel to, otherwise letting go of any particular object and just being. Nothing, if you can, nothing to resist for a few moments. Noticing your opinions or judgments of the space as it arises, even the instruction, offering yourself to awareness, being aware of your own awareness. Does your mind get very intense in these moments? Does your mind get quiet? You start really noticing any aches and pains in your body when you stop your body moving. Just being aware of your own awareness, life inside and out. Now, can you leave this particular practice, and it's such a useful practice to come back to sometimes, and bring some awareness to those arms now. Have the arms closer to the sides if that's okay for you. Tuck the arms in a little bit. And lift both arms up, both arms together please. Lift them both up. Float them up to the sky, up to the ceiling, past the ceiling, up over your head. And those that can, rest the arms above you on the ground. So leaving the arms on the ground above you. Now this may or may not be useful for your shoulders. And if your shoulders complain, then have the arms by the sides or out in the cross position again. But arms above you on the ground or mat, if you're comfortable, that is. Now, those of you that have got the arms by the sides, just let the arms go. Those of you who have got the arms above your head, see if you can let the arms go there. Be aware of any tension in the arms and shoulders and tension in other parts of the body as well, seeing if you can allow yourself to let go into the tension. That right heel, bring some awareness to it. And the people who have got the arms above your right hand, if you can, stretch the right hand, keeping that right arm on the ground, right hand and right heel a little bit away from each other. So always lengthening that right side. If that right arm's not above you, just moving that right heel down a little bit towards the bottom of the mat, like you're pressing the accelerator of the car, making the right leg a little longer, stretching the right hand away from that right heel. Lengthening, stretching, holding and breathing. And then releasing and then doing the same on the left side, letting the left leg get a little bit longer, left heel moving down. And if the left arm's above you, stretching that left hand, keeping the arm on the ground if you can, stretching the hand and heel away from each other, lengthening and stretching. Stretching one side of the body as the other side relaxes, swapping sides. And then if you can, stretch both legs at the same time and both arms at the same time. Stretch everything and hold the stretch. Hold and breathe consciously. You can stay with doing one side at a time or explore stretching everything, both arms, both legs. Good. Let go of any holding and bring the feet to semi-supine. Bring the feet up into semi-supine. Knees bent, feet flat. And float the arms up towards the sky now. So arms pointing up towards the ceiling. Both arms. Or just the good arm up to the ceiling. Rotate the wrists a little bit around, circle the wrists and fingers. Roll fingers and wrists, a little bit of a loop. Bend the elbows if you want to. And even have a little bit of a play with taking the arms up and around and down. So getting as creative as you like through the hands and wrists and elbows and arms. Taking the arms out wide or circling. Just moving fingers, wrists, elbows, shoulders as much as you like. Stretching around different places, different areas. Great to release into the shoulders, moving fingers and wrists. Again, bring the arms more into that passive neutral position, both arms pointing up to the ceiling. And we do tilt both knees now, so shift attention down to the knees and tip both knees down to the right. Angle both knees down to the right. And as they go down there, lift that left hand, left arm up towards the ceiling as if you're trying to touch the ceiling, really stretching it up. Sort of rolling onto that right hip, right shoulder, reaching up with that left arm. Doing a little bit of a tap turning with that left hand. Taking a breath or three. And then coming back and swapping sides, letting the knees tip around to the left side. And stretching that right arm up if that's safe. Right hand up, right wrist up. Having a little bit of a swivel through the wrist and elbow. Going from side to side, knees to the right and left arm reaching up a bit more. And when you happen to be choosing to move the knees to the left, stretching that right arm up towards the ceiling, the right arm sort of straightens and you can sort of bend the left elbow a little bit. So going from side to side, letting the head turn, of course, finding a natural position to roll the head if that's right for you. Side to side. Again, pause, roll the knees back into middle, so buttocks back to center. And can you, so arms still pointing up, please, arms still pointing to the ceiling. Lift the hips up, so lift up in bridge pose. Lift the pelvis up, lift the belly up. Let the arms drop a bit further over your head if you can there. So both arms naturally drop back as the hips, especially if the hips go up quite high. So if you can do a big shoulder bridge, lift those the pelvis up or a little bit up. Let the arms drop back. And then roll the spine back down. Float the arms down and bend the knees up over the chest and catch hold of the knees now. So hands to knees into tucked womb. Draw the knees in a little bit towards the chest. So squeeze both knees evenly towards you. And then let go of the knees, ground the feet again. Float the arms both together up. Press both feet into the ground. Lift the pelvis up into bridge pose. But as you make the bridge, floating the arms up as far as they can go up over your head. Maybe rolling right up into those shoulder blades or mid-back. And then alternating when you come down, rolling the back and buttocks down, lifting the knees up over you, squeezing both knees into you. As the knees come in, tuck the chin in, perhaps rolling the head up, coming to a tucked womb position, going back and forth. Working the spine, feeling the pressure in the belly and the back as you go in both directions. There's less pressure in the bridge pose in the belly. It's sort of really open through the belly and pelvis and bridge, really working through the leg spot. And when you come into tucked womb, you're really feeling that compression, the tightness through the glutes and the tailbone and the thighs and pelvis and the belly area as you squeeze into a little ball. Traveling and moving. Remember, you can relax at any time, so you don't need to do movements. When those knees are up above you into that tucked womb position, again, can you pause in tucked womb, but not so intense tucked womb, please? So rest your head down, bring the knees up over your chest, and take a bit of a breather there. Let your breath come back to normal. Knees above you, holding the knees, but knees apart, so letting the knees organically open to a really natural open space. So there's a sense of openness through the groin and the pelvis and the belly area, letting the chest have a bit of space, letting your breathing go. Either just holding the knees passively or even holding sort of more on the inside of the knees or even having the hands more on the inside of the ankles even, and going into a bit of a V stretch with the legs. So lifting the feet again up towards the ceiling. So a bit of a V stretch with the legs. And if you're really flexible, you could hold onto your feet and do this, but just hands on the backs of the knees or holding on the insides of the ankles or feet and V stretch, letting the head stay down or lifting the head up. If you know it's best just to keep the knees bent, you might just keep the knees bent. How's your breathing now? And if you want to, lightly rocking a little bit from side to side, swaying a little bit from side to side. Tipping from side to side, even with the V legs, or just bend the knees, hold the knees relaxed and rock a little bit from side to side. So feel free to leave a little, reduce the intensity in the legs and bend the knees and just rock side to side. Otherwise, keep the legs straight-ish in this V shape and rock from side to side. What's right for you, you choose. Your body, your life, listening to life as it changes. Again, come back, come in, come down. Come all the way down to Shavasana, bringing into a softer, less active, again, recuperative time. So really choosing, if you can, letting the legs go long, letting the feet relax, arms out a little bit to the sides, or resting those hands on the belly and chest again. And taking a little bit of a conscious, awake place to observe. to feel. The natural pressures in your body when even you're not moving things up or out. The residue, perhaps, the residue of those movements that you've been doing. Or the residue of where you've been placing your mind on recently, what thoughts come up. Feel your breathing and give yourself a mental holiday by just feeling each breath as clearly as you can, coming and going, coming and going, swinging of the breath. Your mind wanders, mind drifts, start thinking, not a problem. Breath is always there. Do you choose to focus on your breath? Invite your attention to feeling breathing. You're not trying to breathe deeply now. You're not trying to breathe in a pattern. You're simply opening to the organic flow of your body in this moment and feeling your breath. As you breathe, this breath will go to every cell of your body. So when you bring awareness of breathing, breathing tends to be open a little bit naturally because you're focusing on it, which is quite fine. When you're ready, if you can, breathe in for a count of four now. Take a slower breath in for four, and then try holding that breath for four. Just easy count and breathing out for four. Once your body's breathed out for four, just wait for it to breathe when your body wants to breathe in. Again, breathe in for four when that happens. If you're okay, hold the breath for four and breathe out for four, regulating your breathing in four. Pause again and let go of the shaping of breathing. Let it go, please. You're going to transition from this lying down space to bringing yourself up to standing. Take some moments to come all the way up to standing. And once you get up here, if you can, bring those hands onto the hips, hands onto the hips, and we'll bring the hips forward in space, so forward, move the chest forward, and if you can, tip the face up a little bit so you feel the chest open and the belly open, so bowing a little forward, not too strong, and come back, and then come back to neutral, and then slide the hands down the legs and let the head and the shoulders roll down into a forward bend. So really just slumping down, no intensity to that movement down. So just gradual slow motion curling down like a rag doll. Really take your time because there can be lots of intensity in forward bends. You come up gradually, easily or quickly if you want to, hands on the hips again. Tighten the buttocks, but roll the pelvis and the belly forward, chest forward. If it's safe, lift the nose up a little bit, stretch out the throat. And then back to neutral and again, letting the face gently tip down towards the ground and letting the body curl down into a standing forward bend, taking some moments to go up and down, really easily moving, feeling the thighs and the buttocks and the back getting a stretch and those hamstrings getting a stretch, taking lots of moments to curl up and down. If it's easy, when you come up, float the arms forward and up, arms up to the sky, and then swing the arms down. So some people like to bring intensity and swing in a fast way up and down, and that might be your thing today. It might not be your thing today. So just regulating, modulating, calibrating, be aware of what's the right action for you to go to. If you can hang down there, hang down like a rag doll. Let the arms go. If you know that's not the thing to do for you today, stay up. If you can hang down, deliberately let both arms hang right down. Let those arms be in your attention. If you can, let those shoulders and shoulder blades slump down. Let the head drop down and give the head a little bit of a shake even. Just wait and see what your back and what the buttocks and what the spine and what things say low. Just stopping now. Or is it best to go up and down? If you're stopping, can you take some deeper breaths? Really allowing that out breath to be a softening. As best as you can soften, and often a challenging position. Perhaps giving the hips a little bit of a sway from side to side. Bending the knees as much as you feel to. And if you're still down there, would you, in an awake sort of way, a present to yourself, curl back up like a rag doll, using the hands to come back up, just coming all the way back into the upright position, up to standing. And into a relaxed standing position if you can, so unlocking the knees a little way, letting the belly relax if you're holding the belly, and letting the arms go. Soft eyes or closing the eyes. Certainly easy to keep the eyes open, but with a loose gaze. So here we are in standing, and we're standing on both legs. So we're going to do a little bit of practice on balancing on one leg. And so we're going to do a bit of tree pose. So if you know your balance is quite challenged, grab a chair or something that you can rest a hand onto, or come closer to the wall if you know that's a safer thing for you. It's nice to know that you have a bit of safety sometimes, particularly if your balance is not so great. So find a position and deliberately pour some weight onto that left leg. So we'll choose the left leg, and really the left foot if you can. Be mindful of that left foot. Take some weight more on that left leg, left foot. Now to start, if you can, the arms can just be by the sides, or bring the hands onto the hips. It's probably easier if the arms are out in a cross position. So if you can, arms out wide in a cross position, weight bearing on that left leg, and lifting that right foot up and placing it on top of the left foot, right foot on top of the left foot, or if you can, slide that right foot up onto the inside of the left knee, inside of the left knee, so into the tree pose. Now, of course, some of you might have already lost balance. That's not a problem. Don't make it a problem. You just do it again, and you do it again, and you do it again. You do it again in a bit of slower way. So the goal is to practice balance. Slowly gather yourself, weight bear on that left leg, consciously lift the right foot up, consciously move it across, connect it to some part of that left leg, left foot or left inside of the knee, and look at the ground, not straight down, but sort of 4 or 5 meters in front of you. So really utilizing the eyes, eyes awake, balancing on the left leg as best as you can. If you've got any back injuries, if this is too much for the back, let it go. If it's too much for your knees, leave this exercise out. Do a different thing in these moments. Don't hurt anything. Great if it's useful. If it's not useful, do something else in these moments. Balancing on the left leg. If you're still up there, if you can, float the arms up to the sky. Bring the hands into a prayer position above your head, balancing on that left leg. Remember, you might do it once, 5 times, but keep coming back to that left leg balancing. And let the arms down. Let the arms relax. Maybe the relief of the arms coming in. Both feet in contact. Both feet in contact. Give the ankles a bit of a shake out. Shake out one ankle and then come back and place the weight. Shake out the other. Just shaking out wrist fingers. Shaking out an ankle, then the other ankle a couple of times. Trying to shake out a little bit of the stress that often comes along from a stressful position, and balancing is stressful. Not easy. And then again, we're going to deliberately move to contacting that right foot in a weight way to the ground. So shifting the weight onto that right leg, arms out wide into a cross position. And this time the left foot coming to rest on top of the right foot. You might need to do that a couple of times, or left foot onto the inside of the right knee, so into the tree pose. And attempting to balance through that right leg, right foot, imagining that right foot extending down into the ground like roots of a tree. So right foot, really aware of the movements in that right ankle and the tension in the right leg. And left foot somewhere on the right leg somewhere. Practicing. Doesn't matter if the arms waver, doesn't matter if you lose your balance. What's useful is you're open to practicing balancing. What's useful is you are practicing, coming to, attempting to balance over and over again. Arms above you, palms together as an option, or arms out wide like an aeroplane. Remember your breathing. Doesn't matter if you're shaking. Doesn't matter if you lose your balance. Consciously come back to balancing. And come back to balance anyway, both feet back onto the ground. Both feet back to neutral. Take the feet nice and wide apart now. Separate the feet wide apart. Nice wide stance. Wide stance. Turn that right foot out to 90 degrees and left foot to 45 degrees. So we're going to do a bit of Trikonasana now. Arms up level with shoulders. So into Trikonasana position. We're going to do the right side first. So turning that right foot to 90 degrees. Arms out, level with shoulders, looking down that right arm. Tip that right hand down to the right knee or the right shin. Lift the left arm up towards the sky or as best as you can for the shoulder. Dipping down, so you're getting a nice stretch, quite a strong stretch through that left hip, left rib cage, maybe turning the head up a little bit towards the sky if you can. Feel free to come back to neutral to let the arms relax and not do anything for moments, and then go back into that right side. If you can stay in the Trikonasana to the right and stay there for seconds, moments, minutes, check it out, try it out. Breathe now. You could turn the head up and down. If your neck's fine, try lightly turning the nose down towards the ground or towards that right leg, and then lightly turning the nose up towards the left arm, up towards the sky, rolling. Let the arms relax. Bring the arms down. Take a breath. Take a breathe. And then turn that left foot out to 90 degrees. Angle the right foot to sort of 60 degrees. Arms out wide, out to a cross position. And we'll do this Trikonasana on this left side. Like a seesaw, the left arm goes down as the right arm goes up, keeping the legs strong. Sliding that left hand down the left leg if you can. Holding if possible. Left side compressing. Right side opening, stretching, lengthening. Maybe coming back to neutrals, coming back to upright position and relaxing the arms. Or maybe just sliding back and forth. What feels right for your back, your body. Good for those muscles that track along the sides of your body. Again, take it some deliberate moments, your moments, this moment, to come back into a softer center, back into the middle place. Bring the feet back to neutral. And take some moments to come all the way down to lying back down on the back again. Take a rest on the back. And prepare yourself for the relaxation. Lie yourself down. It can be quite nice just to lie down and bend the knees up over the chest and rock a little bit from side to side, or do any other little moments, and this is the end of this part, and second part of the class will be the meditation. So just might be nice just to prepare a little bit, roll the head or rock the knees, or just lie down and get a blanket or nice warm things, something contenting for the relaxation. And I'll see you in the second part for the relaxation.